Why the best innovators fail a lot. Let's take a look at what all innovators have in common. They fail. Often. Yes, it's true. People on the leading edge of their field don't fail less often than the rest of us. They fail more, and that is how they succeed. James West is an inventor who worked for decades at Bell Labs. Now in his 90s, West revolutionized microphones and today holds more than 250 patents for his various inventions. For example, he invented the electret microphone, that tiny bead suspended by a wire in front of your face, worn by keynote speakers, rock musicians, and Broadway actors alike. West was one of those kids who couldn't stop asking questions. And since he was often left unsupervised, he would try to answer them himself. Most of his experiments were harmless enough, but one day, when he was about 8 years old, he was trying to fix a broken radio in his rural 1930s home in Florida. When he plugged it into the electrical outlet in a ceiling light fixture, his electrified hand stuck to the ceiling. Fortunately, his brother was in the other room and heard the commotion and came in to pull Jim down. This early intelligent failure only made West even more curious about how electricity worked, and ultimately launched him on his extraordinarily successful career. Another successful innovator is René Redzepi, the pioneering Danish chef whose restaurant, Noma, was voted the best in the world an unprecedented 5 times. On the leading edge of any field, including elite cuisine, failure is part of the journey. Fortunately, failures at Noma, Redzepi's famous Copenhagen restaurant, happen behind closed doors in kitchen laboratories. When those bold experiments produce inedible or boring dishes, they will never be served to Noma diners. That way, they don't cause reputational harm. This is what makes them intelligent. It took René a while to get comfortable with the necessity of failure to achieve his goals. But once he did, he became a failure evangelist, writing about it, encouraging his young protégés to experiment wildly, and enthusiastically proclaiming that Noma's very success was a function of his team's willingness to fail. And in business, consider Barbe-Nicole Clicquot. Born in France in 1777 and tragically widowed at the age of 27, instead of giving up on the tiny, struggling business she had just founded with her husband, Barbe-Nicole persisted through staggering business and technical failures for years. Always bouncing back from the many setbacks, she ultimately succeeded in building one of the most successful and enduring champagne brands in history. Veuve Clicquot, the Widow Clicquot, is a wine we now associate with celebrations of milestones and successes. Barbe-Nicole's technical innovations also revolutionized the production of champagne, helping transform the cloudy, yeast-filled liquid into the sparkling, clear wine we know today. All three of these pioneers, in technology, cuisine, and business, experienced far more failures in their lives and careers than the average person. And this, I would argue, is the secret sauce for their success. West, Redzepi, and Clicquot are all what I call elite failure practitioners. Across centuries and fields of expertise, elite failure practitioners have 3 things in common. They are relentless experimenters, they're driven by curiosity, and they've made friends with failure. It's not that any of these pioneers like to fail. Their understanding of its necessity drives them forward, and they accept it. So don't be afraid to take more risks in your work and in your life. Yes, this will bring more failures, but you can make sure that most of them are intelligent. That is, they are in new territory, they are in pursuit of an opportunity, you've prepared and done your research, and the risks are no bigger than they have to be to help you move forward.